It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Officials in New Mexico are urging health providers across the state to be proactive and vigilant as more than 500 cases of a new viral respiratory illness have been confirmed in China and elsewhere since an outbreak began last month. State Health Secretary Kathy Kunkel says no cases of the newly identified type of coronavirus have been detected in New Mexico, but that the health community needs to be attentive to every patient's travel history and symptoms. Federal land managers are proposing adding new recreation fees and doing away with some developed recreational sites around New Mexico that are managed by the U.S. Forest Service. The agency is seeking public comment and input on proposed changes that would affect campgrounds and day use sites in national forests. Officials say it has become increasingly expensive to maintain and improve sites due to aging facilities, more visitors, and limited resources. New Mexico has opted for a new teacher candidate exam system that will mean a higher price tag for those taking the test for the first time. The Albuquerque Journal reports the change will cost teacher candidates up to $50 more for required assessments, but the new system will provide more support to test takers and retakes will be free. Under the previous testing platform, a candidate would pay full price for the second attempt of the exam. Time now for a local viewpoint. Commentator Walt Rubel announces he is running. He explains in this week's commentary.
In the spring of 2009, I was the fastest runner in all of Doniana County. It's a boast I can make now after having won the gold medal in the 100-meter dash at the Senior Olympics. I think it's safe to say that the 100 meters is the universal standard for who's fastest. And I still have the medal to prove that in 2009, I was that guy. I should probably mention at some point in this story that I won my gold medal by finishing second in a two-man race. But that detail can wait. I always knew that I was pretty fast. I went out for the track team late during my sophomore year, after having failed to make the baseball team, and so they stuck me in the 3,200 meters, where I was constantly getting lapped in meets. But I used to race against the sprinters in practice, and held my own with most of them. For some reason, in the winter of 2009, I got it into my head that I was still probably pretty fast, but I knew I wasn't in shape. So I went to my backyard and put two ropes 60 yards apart to mark my course, and then started running sprints every morning. I did that pretty regularly every morning until one day when my hamstring popped. It wasn't bad. It eventually healed itself. But when it happened, I went down in a heap as if I'd been shot. The hamstring was fine by the day of the race, but my training had been set back. I arrived at the Bayfield High School track early on the big day and immediately sized up the competition. As I looked around, I figured there was only one guy who I couldn't beat. Just by the way he was stretching and warming up, I could tell he was a track guy. He was also competing in the jumping and throwing events. I figured for sure he'd be entered in the 100 meters, but I was encouraged by the fact that there were three runners listed for the race. And as I looked around, I liked my chances against whoever the third would be. When they called the participants for the race, just as I expected, the guy I knew I couldn't beat stepped up to the starting line. I was next. Then they called for the third guy, and nobody showed up. It was gonna be a two-man race, though the term race may be a bit generous. As soon as the starting gun went off, he was gone. I still don't know how I fell so far behind so quickly. It seemed like I got off to a good start, but when I looked up, he was halfway down the track. Luckily for me, he was in the next age class up. So we both got gold medals. In fact, mine was more impressive because it was in the younger age group. I finished with a handheld time of 15 seconds, only 5.42 seconds off the world record time of Usain Bolt. I bring this all up now because of the recent announcement that the State Senior Olympics will be in Las Cruces for the next 3 years. And I've noticed lately that despite being a few years older than I was in 2009, I'm still feeling pretty fast. Maybe that other guy isn't around anymore. Maybe, just maybe, I can once again be the fastest man in Doniana County, or even the whole darn state. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.
Walt Rubel's columns can be found at krwg.org in the local viewpoint section. Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.